This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happy Memorial Day, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us on this special show. Memorial Day is an important day for me. I remember my first trip to Arlington National Cemetery and what that was like, but my mother taking me to Washington. I mean, I was just, you know, just a kid, and explaining the importance of why this cemetery exists and what it means. And I mean, it's one of our most, you know, hallowed grounds. I think it's historic. It's a place that should be there. It's a place that people go to remember so many who lost their lives in fighting for our freedoms. You know, it's an incredible United States military cemetery in Arlington County, Virginia, across the Potomac from D.C. And, you know, I was thinking to myself as a kid, I just remember, just as far as my eyes could see, how it seemed like it went on forever. And that stuck with me. It's 639 acres. I looked it up because I couldn't remember how many acres. And starting with the Civil War, so many have been buried there. Starting with like I said, way back to the Civil War and then on forward. It was established at on the grounds of Arlington House, which was previously, get this, the estate of Mary Anna Custis Lee, who is a great-granddaughter of Martha Washington and Robert E. Lee. And that's how that cemetery started. And, wow, just the importance of it, what it means to people, the idea of going there, being able to see, being able to you know, look at what it means to so many people who have a place to go, have a place to visit, and just the realization of what war does and what people sacrifice, I think, is the key thing. Now, here's another quick little deal. I think I might have talked about this in the first hour, but I'm going to mention again that initially Memorial Day was a thing called Decoration Day. So we would, as Americans, decorate the graves of Civil War soldiers. And that was celebrated on May 30th. Then Memorial Day became an actual holiday and kicked in 1971. So think about that. At some point in this weekend, just take a minute. I mean, I just challenge you. Take a minute to remember the people who have sacrificed the ultimate in protecting our freedoms and in fighting for freedoms and the right to exist as the United States of America, yeah. All right, speaking of that, because it is a holiday, many of you are off and you're doing hopefully fun things. You're on lakes, you're maybe taking a staycation or hanging out with family for the first time, and you can see it because you look at the Indy 500, and it's our biggest sports crowd yet in the United States, and it's huge. The Indy 500, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, is iconic, without a doubt. The amount of fans, 135,000 fans, which is 40% of the track's capacity, mind you. So there is social distancing. There could have been more, but 135,000, that's huge. If you think of the Indy 500, it was postponed last Memorial Day weekend, and the race was run without fans last August. So this is a big signal that, yeah, hey, we're back. That's what I think that tells us. And we know it. We're seeing the great reunions. We're out there seeing more people. You know, it's been, I say, more smiles than I've seen in forever. Just wow. All right, I have to tell you about this fire because I love how quickly and I'm not surprised. Hats off to West Virginia. Ergon Oil Refinery, there's a huge fire there. You had firefighters just on top of it in Newell, West Virginia. And I saw some of the videos that people in that area put out there. And you see the flames and the smoke just flying out of the plant. They evacuated areas on either side of the plant, some of those developments, and everybody's out and safe. And that is the brilliant news, the scrambling, the sheriff's department just scrambling to get people out of there. Homes 1 mile in each direction were evacuated. You had places a little further out, like Mountaineer Casino, the racetrack and the resort, not evacuated, but everybody's accounted for, no injuries. Whew. Terrible thing, and you know what caused it, they're looking into that, but the fact that nobody was injured and nobody was killed is amazing. Because it is a holiday weekend and because things are opening up, you might have gone to the movies. If you went to the movies, then you are in good company, because A Quiet Place 2, which a lot of especially younger people are into horror movies now, 57 million is what they've raked in so far. 57 million. It's the largest opening weekend of the pandemic, surpassing Godzilla vs. Kong, which raked in 48.5 million in its first 5 days. So John Krasinski, you know who he is, he directed it, and his wife is also, Emily Blunt is one of the stars in it, and he's from The Office, if you don't know who he is. But anyway, just huge, Quiet Place 2. The other thing is Cruella, Disney's Cruella. Emma Stone is the star in that one, and that's expected to bring in maybe $26 million by Monday, but it's hit at least $20 million. So that is another signal that people are returning back to life as before, or whatever the new normal is, because they're going back to movie theaters. So, yay. Bummer for some of the people in the Northeast, however, maybe they're the ones heading to the movie theaters. You think of Memorial Day as kind of the unofficial start to summer, because it's not the official date of summer, but for tens of millions of Americans, it's, like I said, time to go to the beach or the lake or the whatever. But in the Northeast, you had temperatures, I saw somewhere that it was like 60 degrees, 58 degrees, something like that, at Coney Island. Are you kidding? That's like so unusual. I mean, usually it's a little bit higher than that. Even at one point, I guess 54 degrees in New York City proper. But, you know, Minneapolis, Milwaukee, Chicago soaked, cooled because of the storm that they had that hit Detroit, Cleveland, Indianapolis, Columbus. People are listening to us there, impacted by these out-of-season storms. It's called layers, people, just so you know. Because I live in Texas, layers. If you don't like the weather, just wait. It may change. And maybe that might be your lot or not. Not sure about that. All right. If you traveled on a plane to get to where you're going, you might have noticed that you wanted to relax and have a glass of beer or have whatever your drink of choice is, but no. Southwest Airlines is saying it's ridiculous because they had a flight attendant that was assaulted. They've had all these passenger incidents on board, arguing, yelling, pulling, pushing, crazy things. So they decided they're not going to sell alcoholic beverages in the main cabin through September 13th. That's, by the way, when the federal mask mandate expires. So they'll offer alcoholic beverages in first and business class, American Airlines, for example. But they're not going to do that for anyone else on the plane because of what's happened. And mostly it seems to be because of the whole mask thing. Oh, and by the way, and so I messed that up, Southwest is going to do it. I just got a thing on that. They are going to resume alcohol. They're not going to do what the Americans do until the 13th because they have everybody in the same flight. And, you know, you're all in that same area. They have alcohol sales in June for Hawaii flights and in July for longer domestic flights. And the alcohol to resume to be continued. All right, stay with us. We're going to continue on.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today. Welcome to We Can Count. This segment is all about the numbers. I say look around, there's always numbers. How about this number? This just was posted. You had a cowardly, ridiculous act where you had two people who were killed, 20 plus injured in Miami in this shooting that happened between 12 and 1 over the weekend on Saturday into Sunday. There's now a $100,000 reward offered for help in finding the killers. And this happened at a banquet hall in northwest Miami-Dade near Hialeah. The hall was rented out for a concert. Three people rolled up in an SUV, opened fire on the crowd. And it's just... to the police, it's just unbelievable in a sense because of the cold-bloodedness of what happened there, shooting indiscriminately into a crowd. And they believe that it was targeted, but they're targeting getting somebody to step forward, and they're going to cough up the cash. So $100,000 reward for that heinous, heinous act. All right, we move on to this one in Yellowstone National Park. Yellowstone National Park is on my list of places to go, but boy, it's really been in our sights or minds or whatever lately because of the bear attacks. A bear attacked and injured a hiker in Yellowstone on Friday. A 39-year-old guy was hiking alone on a trail near Mammoth Hot Springs when they believe he encountered two grizzly bears. One bear attacked the injured hiker. He had lots of significant injuries in his lower extremities, but somehow he was able to, thank goodness, hike out on his own. He went to the hospital. He was transported to the hospital. And that's the good news there. The Beaver Ponds Trail, where he was injured, closed. They're searching to make sure no other hikers are still on the trail. And that comes a few days after a video surfaced that showed a woman walking toward a grizzly bear. Great. When charged and she got away, do not walk toward grizzly bears. Especially, we're seeing some of these gruesome attacks. What park officials are saying is what you want to do is you want to carry bear spray and you do not want to hike alone because you're in their country, right? I mean, we heard the terrible story that happened in April where a man died after being attacked just outside the park. He was a backcountry guide and he was out fishing alone. And so he was attacked and then he died 2 days later. I mean, you're in their territory. This is an experienced person who was out there. So this isn't somebody who was a newbie and just was out there and like maybe you or I would be. This was somebody who had experience, and I think that pretty much tells it all when you look at that. If that can happen to him, of course it could happen to anyone. And we know anything can happen at any point. It's not that you avoid being in places that are beautiful like Yellowstone. You just have to, I think if you're someone like me or my family and you like to hike a little bit, you have to have people with you. You have to be smart about some of the things because you're in wooded areas that are their, it's their home. That's what it is. All right, jumping to something else. There's a great story I saw. This is on a positive note. Let's get something good to talk about. You know what Mensa is? It's like you're just brilliant if you're Mensa. I did a speech one time and people told me, wow, why would you want to do a speech in front of Mensa people? And I thought they were one of the greatest audiences I ever had. They were so smart and inquisitive, and it was really a lot of fun. Well, I just saw this story about Cash Quest, who's 2 years old, who is the youngest American member of Mensa. And membership is restricted to people who have to score at the highest levels in the IQ test. And apparently, she's got skills. She had enough skills that they moved her up to that. That's crazy. Her family said that her first word was, she just blurted out her first word. She was barely out of the womb, seriously. And then she was speaking in sentences that contained five or more words. And she's so advanced for her age that, you know, in testing, that's what she tested as. Wow. That's advanced. To be that far advanced, to be able to test into Mensa at that young. And think of the growth mindset, think of the skills, and where this child will be, where this little girl will be. By the time, I don't know, by the time she's like eight or something else, I don't know. But I know that it's pretty incredible. You might have seen this. HBO's doing a thing where they've got Friends. It's a Friends reunion. And you might have watched Friends, the series, or not. You might be saying, I don't watch that. I have no idea. But I'm sure you've heard of it. So all of these, it's like one of the biggest sitcom hits of all time. To do this HBO Max reunion special, they, first of all, reportedly, the cast all got $5 million. And then I was reading that it's so popular, syndication, etc., that they've all made at least $138 million on the show. Wow. It's so interesting. And I was a fan. That this was like my, you didn't have binging then. You didn't have DVRs, any of that. And I was on the air. It was a way to relax my mind. It was silly, crazy. I was in that same age group, the 20-something single. And it was a way to relax besides politics, business, and sports that are my life, right? Content curator and how I am about that. So anyway, it was a way for me to relax. So I did watch Friends when I could. And I was thinking, you know, people are talking, their big takeaway from this is the 51-year-old actor, Matthew Perry, who was kind of quiet on this reunion compared to some of the other stars, like a Jennifer Aniston, etc., or David Schwimmer, or any of the others, Courtney Cox. And I guess he revealed that he struggles with the pressures of filming the show in front of a live audience. He said he felt like he was going to die every single night. I mean, this was a show from the 90s. He just opened up about anxiety, and he talked about his insecurity about his comedic skill that meant if his anxiety spiked, if the audience didn't respond positively to his jokes. Wow. So probably good for people realizing, you know, even the biggest of the biggest have that anxiety. And Friends ran for 10 seasons from 1994 to 2004. It was one of those cultural phenomenons, one of the, you know, just, again, one of those shows that people watched, and it was in a different era too, when you didn't have
a DVR. You didn't have the binging, you didn't have streaming, and you just had to watch. You just would have to make it sort of like appointment television, I guess. That's what it really was. Now, I'm wondering, it's Memorial Day, so unfortunately this might be a little negative. Did you have to pull up at the pumps and realize, whoo, prices went up. There was a spike. Yeah, so 34, 35 million people on the roads, cruising around. You think of that pipeline shut down, Colonial Pipeline. So the price of gas, of course, always varies, but pretty much it's gone up, you know, over 3x, you know, 3 something a gallon, whatever it is, compared to Memorial Day of 2019. Prices are up about 7%. I was looking at some of the higher places, you know, Louisiana, for people listening to us there, Louisiana and Mississippi, national low, $2.72 a gallon, and almost no gas stations in either one of those states are charging $3. But in other states, look out. And you go to California, I think I've said this before on the show, every time I go to California, I'm just mesmerized by what they're paying for gas. Like, whoa. And you're getting all kinds of things when you live in California. Beautiful place to live, some great areas, but you are paying the price for living in California. I mean, definitely, because you're paying sometimes $4+ for a gallon of gas. I mean, you're paying for it. No question about it. No question about it. Let's move over to something else that happened over the weekend, and this is numbers. President Joe Biden called a restrictive Texas voting bill very wrong and un-American. What happened was there is this bill that passed about voting rights, or not voting rights, but over Texas voting, a voting bill, and it was debated for 7.5 hours, and it was 6 a.m. when the Texas Senate went forward with it. So, I mean, this is voting wars. We live in the era of voting wars. It's not going to just be Texas. It's going to be every single place. 14 states have already enacted more than 20 laws that have to do with Americans voting. And they have provisions in them. Some say they're too restrictive. They're moving through the legislatures, which is what's happening here in Texas, and it makes it more difficult maybe for mail-in voting, and there's not going to be drive-through voting. There's not going to be after-hours voting, and we're going to see a big fight happen and continue to fight, and there's going to be blowback, and there's going to be those that say thumbs up. We live in the divided states of America, and the idea of what's happening with votes and making every vote count and making sure every vote is real is what the great push is, and getting people to vote, I think, is the other thing that should be top on the list. All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way on this Memorial Day weekend.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Coast Guard has called off the search for 10 Cuban migrants whose boat sank off the coast of Florida. The boat capsized on Thursday, and the Coast Guard was able to rescue 8 people from the water. Another 2 people were recovered but pronounced dead, with 10 more missing. The Air Force, Navy, Customs and Border Protection, and Florida Fish and Wildlife personnel all assisted in the search. and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu may soon be out of power after a former ally announced his intent to form a coalition government with Netanyahu's rivals. Naftali Bennett announced Sunday that he would seek to form a coalition government that would push Netanyahu's Likud party into the minority and end his 12-year tenure as prime minister. The governmental deadlock coming after no clear winner resulted from a March election, Israel's fourth in 2 years. Bennett has until Wednesday to finalize a deal. You're listening to USA Radio News. There have been renewed calls to get to the bottom of the source of the coronavirus, following reports that some COVID cases may have occurred a month before China initially reported them. President Biden has asked U.S. intelligence officials to dig deeper into the possibility that the virus leaked from a Chinese lab, while several members of Congress have called for a full investigation into that prospect. Dr. Peter Hotez believes that it's vital to find out what the source of the virus is. The director of the Texas Children's Hospital Center tells NBC's Meet the Press that we could see more outbreaks similar to COVID-19 if we don't find the source.
This is now our third major coronavirus epidemic slash pandemic of the 21st century. We had the original SARS in 2002-2003 that arose out of southern China, affected Toronto, Ontario. Then we had Middle Eastern respiratory syndrome come out in 2012 and caused a terrible epidemic in South Korea in 2015. This is the third one, and nature's already Mother Nature's telling us what's going to happen. There's going to be COVID-26 and COVID-32 unless we fully understand the origins.
This is USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Now, in fact, he joins us from Amsterdam, and we're thrilled to have him on the program. He's written 20 books, 20, and the one that we're going to talk about is Adam and Eve. Julian, thanks so much for joining us.
Hello.
You know, this book, Adam and Eve, you and I chatted a little bit off the air. What was it that inspired you to write it?
Well, it's the fact that geneticists today have a very big consensus concerning the mitochondrial Eve, which is the origin of all the mitochondria of mankind today, all over the world. So it's just all living people today can calculate their mitochondria back to that original woman who is called the mitochondrial Eve in the scientific literature. And the fact that this large consensus is so much different from the other elementary questions that geneticists ask about our history, which they are totally unable to answer. And these questions have to do with why so many human races went extinct. And it's funny that they ask that question, because that is absolutely the wrong question to ask, in my view. All the human races that went extinct are just so many races, maybe hundreds of them. So the question to ask is not why did they all go extinct. The right question to ask is, why did one race survive? That's the question to ask. Mm-hmm. So geneticists have their have the framework of their questions just totally wrong. If you see that hundreds of human species went extinct and that only one survived, then why would you ask, how is it possible that they all went extinct? How is it possible that the Neanderthals went extinct, that the Denisovans went extinct, that the Floreales went extinct? Well, they are just one of hundreds that went extinct. So the question to ask is, why did we humans survive? That's the real question to ask, because that's a funny thing that we survived. I mean, chimpanzees have had a constant population throughout history, and that's a fraction of mankind today. So why would humans explode, and why would all other human races and chimpanzees alike, why would they just stay stable put at the numbers that they have now, or even completely disappear, like most of the human races, included the Neanderthals and the Denisovans? And then afterwards they have questions concerning genetic asymmetries, like why do humans have in our genes only signs of Neanderthal fathers and not of Neanderthal mothers? So this is a big question in genetic biology, which they have no answer to. They know for sure that both hybrid combinations matched, so there's no problem. I mean, Neanderthals and humans are obviously a single species. They are two subspecies, but two interfertile subspecies. So they are a single species because both ways human anatomically modern humans fathers had fertile progeny with female Neanderthals, and the other way around. So, but the question is, why did in human beings only traces survive of Neanderthal fathers and none of Neanderthal mothers? That's a question which is perplexing geneticists, but from a Christian perspective, this is just completely trivial. So the idea is the question is, why do geneticists only look at genes through the microscope and only will spell out the different sequences of genes, which is an important thing to do, of course. But why do they not look at anthropology? Why didn't they not look at archaeology? These are just perfectly valid scientific branches, and they tell us a lot of things about Neanderthals and anatomically modern humans, and the behavioral aspects of these people, well, they are just different. For example, I don't want to be rude, but nobody today plans on freely procreating with a chimpanzee. I mean, that in people this is kind of a horrible thing to do, you know, to try to get progeny with a chimpanzee. Nobody in his right mind would do that. I mean, there's scientists enough trying to do this, but they do this not for their own sake, but because.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. You know, why we wouldn't see that. Yeah, absolutely.
So,
yeah.
So it's simply, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't want a chimpanzee girlfriend. they know better. They choose their girlfriends among human beings. And why wouldn't Adam and Eve do the same thing? Well, they were just people like you and me. Why wouldn't they look for a husband and wives among their own? The problem for Adam and Eve is there were none. I mean, not that there were no human beings. There were plenty of human beings because they were themselves member of a tribe of human beings. But the problem is that they were the only one who had a soul. That knew they were human beings. That's the same thing that you have. You know that you are a human being. You know that you have fundamental rights. Even if Hitler tells you that you don't have, Hitler will tell you that he himself has fundamental rights. So even Hitler is not is not an exception to the rule that every human being claims for him or herself fundamental rights. And that's something that goes along with the soul. I mean, you can talk to a chimpanzee as long as you wish, and people like Franz de Waal did that the whole life, and they never managed to get an answer to the question, do you claim for yourself fundamental rights? Why? Because a chimpanzee has no soul. He does not understand the first thing about fundamental rights. That's not what chimpanzees are about. I mean, you can ask the same question to a stone and you will not get a different answer.
Right. Yeah. So it's so fascinating to listen to what you're saying and the thought process and geneticists and why they aren't asking that question. What do you hope people take away that are listening to our conversation, Julian, from Adam and Eve? What do you hope their takeaway is when they pick up your book and read it?
Well, the first thing that one should take away is that the Christian idea of the origin of the human race, of all human races, is biologically already fixed. I mean, it's merely a confession of one's own ignorance when people say something about the difference between races and that one race is superior to the other. That's all nonsense. We know for sure that we all descend from that biological a woman who lived 130,000 years ago. And if there is something about purity of races that we might say, then the only thing is that African races are the only ones who were not contaminated by Neanderthal genes, while all the European and Asian and American races were contaminated with Neanderthal genes. So if there's anything to say in the Ku Klux Klan sphere, it's that they had it all the other way wrong. So it's not that the whites are superior. From a biological point of view, the Africans would be superior. But I don't believe that there's anything in the genes that make one superior to another. I think the human dignity is founded on something non-material, which is the human soul. And that, for that same reason, these races are double wrong. They're wrong because dignity is not in the genes. And if it were in the genes, then Africans who are not contaminated with Neanderthal genes, unlike white people, would be the superior race. So they are just completely ignorant and have not the first idea about what present day science is telling about genetics. So this is one thing that I would like people to take away.
Go ahead. And then what's the other thing you want them to take away?
Yeah, the second thing is that there's a problem of evil in this world. Nobody knows where evil comes from. And the same thing is, one could also ask, where does goodness come from? But evil is kind of metaphysically more difficult thing to understand than goodness, because if there is something, you would expect it to be good. So the question is, where can evil possibly come from? And the only theory that I know that makes any sense at all is the theory which is called original sin. I mean, you can ask atheists what their ideas about the origin of evil are, and they won't even talk to you because they have no clue.
Yeah, wow, and that's, again, as you said, that's what makes your book so unique. Julian Shins, we could talk to you all day long. Adam and Eve, thanks so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And she has written a book that is just inspiring with her poems, The Rose and Other Poems. Naresh joins us from England. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you very much.
So tell us why you pulled all these poems together and put it in a book. What made you decide you were going to publish?
I don't know. I was studying at home with my mom and dad. And I usually do my, I don't know, you know, to hear my diary, just so rolling homework, like what I was going to do. And then I just thought I'd got some paper and just carried on with that. So that's what made me, inspired me and my mom and dad. And then also, there was a story in my book about the Crow and Sparrow. And that's a story which is told in very, very many years in India. They all know that story, the old people. And when my grandparents were alive, they used to tell me that story. So I thought maybe I could try to do that story. Let's see how it goes.
I like it. So let's hear it. Let us hear some of your work.
Okay. I have one here, I'll just say it briefly. This one is just a poetry, a wonder poem, and it's called Weather. And it says, today was the last time I could never forget my lovely friend. I wish I could see her every day. I began to beg the love I had. life just isn't the same. The more I remember, more I want her. Oh, look, there she is. But not so fast. I must make sure. Maybe it is not. You now belonging to me. It all started at the number one bus stop. Make sure I love the scent she has. Yes, yes, guess. My guess was right.
Wow. Bravo. Well done. And that was about a friend that you met, right?
Yeah. It was just an idea that I just put together, and she just wanted to pop up the first one, and it called Weather.
Weather. I like that. So what inspires your poetry, Naresh?
I like to say my inspiration is I like not any age. I like doing my writing is small words. So I like to make sure say any age can read my writing. They would know even if they're poor, rich, whatever, anybody, or they don't understand. But it's small words. I hope they can put their heart together, and they can be happy to know that somebody care for them. I love them.
And for you, when you published this book, what did your family think?
Oh, they loved it. They can't wait. Yeah.
Yeah. What a cool thing. What a brilliant thing to pull all this together. And we're speaking with Naresh Kaur, and her book is The Rose and Other Poems. It's the poetry that she's written and pulled together. How many poems do you think you've written?
I think it's about over 100 in here.
Wow. 100 poems.
But I am very fast. I'm very fast. I'm very fast to writing my poetry.
Will you write another book? Will you pull another book of poems together eventually?
Yes, I have sent another copy of part one, part two. I hope and then I will get published. I will do more. I would like to do for children as well, maybe. I was thinking with a practice when I'm at home, and sometimes sit down and concentrate. I like to do movies and to do them, but have it in poetry. But the story is in film, like a movie.
Yeah, so it's visual. So you're thinking visually. Do you what do you hope that people take away from reading your poems, reading The Rose and Other Poems?
I have a nice here, no, because I love writing my poetry. It's easy, very catchy. They probably don't get to know it off by heart. Maybe they would like to tell it to somebody. Someone from the accent.
Yeah.
I mean, they probably like to tell each other, friends, because it's like for anybody, whatever meaning you would like, relationship you could have.
Boy, that's so well said. And again, this book is on Amazon, The Rose and Other Poems. Naresh Kaur, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you very much.
Recapping some of the top stories we talked about at the top of the show, what a coward, another cowardly act. In fact, three of them. Two people dead, 20 people injured in this Miami area shooting. It was a concert, and as it was reported, what happened was it was a banquet hall, and it was early Sunday, and three people got out of an SUV, and they just started firing all over the place. So, again, two people died, maybe 25 or more went to various hospitals for treatment, and, you know, this nonsense has to stop. What in the world is going on? I mean, that's a great question to ask. And what in the world is going on that somebody does that and ruins lives, you know? Memorial Day weekend, maybe you're spending it with loved ones. Hopefully you're at a beach, you're in the mountains, you're just hanging out at home and having fun, you know, whatever it might be. Not for the Texas legislature. 6 a.m. they voted. 6 a.m. the Texas Senate voted along party lines, approving a sweeping Republican elections bill. It was a huge debate, 7.5 hours. That's why they ended up with this vote early in the morning, Senate Bill 7, called the Election Integrity Protection Act. Democrats criticized
the bill's restrictions, of course, they were part of the big argument, particularly a ban on 24-hour voting and drive-through voting that was popular with voters last year in Harris County. And there was lots of reaction to this. The Democrats were furious. Republicans defended the bill, like Senator Brian Hughes, a Republican from Mineola. He defended it, saying that it's not targeting non-white voters, that it's not a solution in search of a problem. He says the provisions apply equally across the state. They're not limited to a particular group or a particular area. And there was reaction to this swiftly across the nation. The president said that it was un-American. He said it was wrong and un-American, and he's still pushing Congress to pass federal voting rights legislation that doesn't have any chance, I think, of passing in an evenly divided Senate, as we know, the 50-50 thing. But this is interesting to watch what's happening in front of the midterm elections. And I think there's going to be more arguments, more conversation, more division, people, we know it, right, then ever. So stay tuned. We'll have lots of people on from these various states and what they're trying to accomplish, what some are trying to accomplish, what others say is not, and it's a block, etc. How about this? I got to mention this because lumber affects so many of us, people looking for houses, wanting to build houses, and we keep talking about lumber, and the price of lumber. So in the past year, lumber prices have skyrocketed. And if you've driven by a Home Depot this holiday weekend or Lowe's or any places where they sell lumber, you know, you see it being loaded up. There's more demand for renovation projects, new home construction, and there is a tightened supply because of supply chain issues and other factors that have driven up lumber prices. But there might be hope. There might be hope, people. If you're a consumer, if you're a developer and you're waiting to see what's going to happen, lumber futures have gone down in the past 3 weeks, 20%. So what does that mean? Well, it means that what's happening is futures exist for lots of different reasons for commodities, including corn and cotton and soybeans, etc. Also stock, bond markets. So when you look at this, long-term predictions, that's what we're looking at, are not always as accurate as with the time horizon that's out there. Unexpectedly, things can happen. So keep your fingers crossed that this is one of those moments, because as somebody who just had some work done and saw how much the wood rocketed up, and I think of neighbors who desperately want to be able to repair fences, etc. But when you have the wood that has multiplied, it is really tough, because what becomes an affordable project becomes absolutely unaffordable. And this is one of those weekends where a lot of people are kind of fidgeting around in yards and looking at things they need to update or do. And it's tough when you look at these lumber prices, because they just absolutely blow you away. All right. Thanks to all of you for listening to this segment and listening to this version of the show. Happy Memorial Day weekend, everybody.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.